Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, February 19th, 2018. This is Mike Riches from the Dallas, Texas area hosting the call this morning. It is such a privilege to join so many of our agents that are joining this call live. I know that we've got agents listening to this call on playback as well, and we want to welcome you. We want to especially welcome our brand new agents. I know that we've got agents that this is probably your first call, or some of you, this is your first call, and we want to welcome you and let you know that this is the place to be every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. If you'll make a commitment to plug into this call, you won't regret that. This is a great place to be able to get plugged in, to be able to get all the pertinent information that can help you as you build your own business, and to be able to hear some exceptional training. I'm always impressed at the training, the caliber of training that's on this Monday morning call, on our Thursday evening call, and that we're able to provide here at Harvard Risk Management. And that's that doesn't really have a lot to do with the leadership, folks like my brother and myself and Chris Evans and Jim Tanner, although we do get on here and train every once in a while. It really has to do with the individuals that are out in the marketplace every day that are opening groups, that are leveraging their time, that are presenting the legal plan and the identity theft plan to employees of those groups and helping empower families across North America. And the reason why I love these calls so much is because every week that's who you're hearing from. You're hearing from people that are out there doing it every day and having success, and this morning is certainly no exception. We've got two individuals, one from New Mexico and another from Texas, that are joining us this morning, going to be talking about opening their first group. We also have our founder and CEO standing by, Mr. Mark Riches from Cookeville, Tennessee. We're going to hear from him in a minute. And our featured trainer this morning is Mr. Evan Westensko from Colorado, who just qualified for executive director for his third consecutive month. He's a $10,000 bonus winner, and we'll be hearing from him. He's going to be talking about opening new groups and specifically kind of those first two steps of the system. So if you're involved in employee benefit sales and you're saying, okay, I want to take Legal Shield and ID Shield into companies, I want to be able to offer these plans as employee benefits, well, the first thing you have to think about is what companies you're going to go and talk to. And the second thing is how you're going to get one of those appointments. And nothing really happens until those first two things happen. And Mr. Westensko is going to train on those, and I'm so excited for his training. He's obviously had a lot of success doing just that. So we are definitely in for a great call this morning. I hope you're in a place listening where you can actively listen, meaning that you can take notes, that you're not distracted, that you can kind of cut out the distractions and really pay attention, because this is going to be a jam-packed call full of great information. I do just want to cover a couple quick announcements as we get started here this morning. We do have tomorrow another exceptional training opportunity. We've got our founder and CEO that's going to be presenting a webinar training, and I'm really excited. One of the things that we committed to in 2018 was to bring a series of webinars to our agents every month, and those will typically be the third Tuesday of every month at 12 o'clock noon Central Time. So if you want to just go ahead and kind of block out that time on your calendar for the rest of the year, that would be a good idea, just so that we can have you on those webinars live. And certainly we want you to register for the webinar tomorrow. Now, I'm going to tell you twice how to do that, because I want to make sure that we really get that through. You can go on to your Harvard back office, harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access and log in, and then click on the Events button. That's the calendar icon in your toolbar, and then you'll see the webinar for tomorrow. It's on passive income. It's, again, featuring our founder and CEO who has made millions of dollars in passive income, has developed a five-figure monthly income passively. I mean, that's somebody that I would want to listen to. And five figures, that's a pretty wide range. So, you know, let me be a little bit more specific. When you've got someone who's right now making $30,000 to $40,000 a month, and some months far in excess of that, but doing that passively, doing that, generating passive income, I mean, that is incredible to me. I mean, that is exceptional to me, and I want to hear what he's got to say. Anyway, register for that again, just in case you miss it the first time. You can go to your Harvard back office, harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access and log in. And then you're looking for the calendar icon on your toolbar. That's the events page. That's a page you ought to be familiar with anyway, because there's a lot of great events that are promoted on that page. But click on that little calendar icon, go to the events page, and then you'll see that Developing Passive Income webinar. It's the second item on there. You can click register now. Here's the great news. As a Harvard risk management agent, there is no cost for you to register for that webinar. But we do ask you to register and to be on there live. It's one of those things. We're building a library of those webinars, and obviously those are made available in our back office. But the great thing about a webinar is there's live interaction. We're doing Q&A. You can ask questions at the end, and that's one of my favorite parts about these webinars is there is a lot of value in being on live. So we invite you to do that and register right now and then be there tomorrow at noon Central Time, again, to listen to our CEO, Mr. Mark Riches. I'm really excited as well. While you're kind of in that back office, I'll just show you a couple new videos. Obviously, we've been working to update a lot of the videos that we've got throughout our training. We're going to be working a lot over the next month or two on our individual sales training, developing more videos in that area for those that are wanting to go out and market LegalShield and ID Shield just to individuals, so maybe not as an employee benefit, or in conjunction with offering those plans as an employee benefit. Certainly there's great value in offering those to families and just individuals that maybe you know, maybe you don't, but we think that there's a great market for that. We want to provide more training, so we're going to be updating videos in that arena. We've been updating several of the videos in our new agent training, and if it's been a while since you've checked out the new agent training, I'd recommend that you go do that. We're continuing to refine it, continuing to add to it. Today, a new video that you'll find on there, it's not necessarily a new video, but it's been updated. So it's been a video in our new agent training, but it's now updated with all current information. And that's the second to last video, How to Fast Start Qualify. That's Mr. Mark Riches again on that video. It's a great video for everyone. If you're brand new, obviously we want you to go listen to that. If you're listening to my voice today and you have not yet Fast Start Qualified, that's like as close to mandatory viewing as I can give you, okay? So you really need to go watch that video, How to Fast Start Qualify, because Mr. Riches really breaks it down, shows you exactly what to do to go get Fast Start Qualified. But even if you are Fast Start Qualified, even if you've been around for years, I would go take a look at that because you want to be familiar with what new agents are seeing. Obviously, if you're recruiting new agents and helping them get started right, you want to be familiar with what they're seeing, and this is a great opportunity to do that. So check out that video. I'm really excited about it. Another video that I'm excited about is in the B2B certification training. And if you go down to Section 2, there's a sample DM meeting that you'll see there that has recently been added. That's one that I shot just a couple of weeks ago when I was up in Cookeville, Tennessee. And a big props to Susan, by the way, who works in our Cookeville office, who role-played as our DM there. She did a fantastic job. But that sample DM meeting, what makes that unique, we've always had sample DM meetings, but what makes this one a little bit unique is we went back through and we provided commentary throughout the meeting. So sometimes you're watching something and, you know, it it maybe sounds good, but you don't really know what you're watching. And so what we did is we really broke it down, and you'll see that commentary just kind of pop up throughout the video that really kind of explains what's happening in this moment. Why is he saying the things that he's saying? How is he overcoming objections before they arise? And all of those fine points of a DM meeting that we talk a lot about are really kind of broken down in this video. And so I think that you'll really enjoy it. I think that it could be helpful, especially if you're going out there and doing some DM meetings. And we certainly, that's the purpose of all of these training videos, is to be able to help us in the field in our day-to-day activity. So, and we're excited about that. That's one that you can check out and kind of take a look at. And we'll continue to add to these video segments. Obviously, there are a lot more that have been recently updated, but those are two that are brand new, like as of this morning or as of this past weekend, that you could go check out and that I think will be a big help. Let's go to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got Mr. Mark Riches standing by to talk about an event that we will all be at in less than 1 month, and that I am so excited for, and that's the Legal Shield Convention in Oklahoma City. Mark, I know you're excited for it, and if you would just maybe break down some of the agenda, some things that we can expect. I think most agents on this call are registered for that event, they're going to be attending that event, but I'd love to hear just a little bit more about, you know, what to expect when we show up in Oklahoma City.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks everyone for being on the call this morning. I'm excited about our lineup. I just, you know, a month from today, on March 19th, I believe that is a Monday too, because our February and March calendars line up this year. And so on March 19th, we're going to all be on this call, and it'll be one of our biggest, most populated call. And we're going to be having a recap of the Oklahoma City event. But the real winners are going to be those agents that were in Oklahoma City. And now on that call, 30 days from now, there's really nothing we can do to change the fact if you missed attending the event, because there's going to be a group of people that go and participate, and they're going to have a competitive edge in the market. They're going to be way ahead. And don't kid yourself that attending a recap call for an hour is going to even come close to giving you any kind of competitive edge. It just doesn't. We're saying get out of the field. Don't stop. Don't stay in the field and recruit and sell plans and do what you do. Go to Oklahoma City, attend this event, and it's going to put you way ahead, leagues ahead of those that decide not to participate in the event. So it's so important to go. The event is going to be March 14th through the 17th in Oklahoma City. It's at the Cox Convention Center. It's an incredible event. This year will be one of our largest events ever. We've got a lot of our Harvard agents participating, and I'm excited about that. I wanted to mention that we're adding to our calendar the event schedule. And those that are registered are probably receiving emails with this information, or it's on the Legal Shield Facebook page. But the event schedule is out. And if you look at that on Wednesday, there's a business solutions training, which will feature our president, Mr. Mike Riches, will be a trainer at that event. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. So the main event is the 16th and 17th, Friday, Saturday. But there's some preliminary events going on before that. And one of those that I would highly recommend to our Harvard agents is the business solutions training, which is from 9 to 2, five-hour training on Wednesday. And then that evening from 4 to 8 is an advanced product training, which, again, is a great thing to learn about the products and services. On Thursday, there's just breakouts all day long, lots of great training going on, and that'll lead up to the highlight event of the convention, and that is Thursday night, the Executive Director Gala. This is where we celebrate all of the executive directors, and we hear from all of our new ring earners at that event. And we have always a keynote speaker, an incredible event. I mean, it's by far, they serve you an incredible dinner. And it's hundreds. I mean, it's 1,000 people in one room, and they're all qualified for the top level in the business. And what an opportunity to hang out and spend an evening with all the top executives, executive directors, and any person could be at that event. They just have to qualify for that executive director level. And you're going to hear this morning from Evan Westenskow, who made that decision 3 or 4 months ago. He said, hey, I'm going to go do it. He had never qualified for executive director 3 months in a row before. He made the decision. Legal Shield put a $10,000 bounty on doing it for 3 months. They said, hey, if you go do it for 3 months, we'll give you $10,000. Mike, you went and did it for 3 months years ago. You didn't get $10,000. I did it 3 months in a row. I didn't get $10,000. Chris Evans did it 3 months in a row. He didn't get $10,000. Jim Tanner did it 3 months in a row. He didn't get $10,000. I'm a little jealous every time we pay out one of them $10,000 bonuses, but what an incentive. What a goal to set, and Legal Shield's willing to give you $10,000 for going out and hitting executive director. But that's a big highlight event, and then we go and launch into the main event Friday and Saturday. And one other thing I'll just mention is Saturday night, everything's over. The event is over at 8 o'clock, and we're going to meet together as a Harvard team on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. This is a big commitment for me because that's like almost my bedtime. But we're going to just spend an hour together. We'll have some light food and stuff in there, but we'd love to have you come in, we'll be announcing. It's going to be at the convention center, but we'll be announcing and texting you what room it's in. But definitely come and join us Saturday night, and we'll have some recognition of some of our team members, some of the top producers and top recruiters there. So that's going to be Oklahoma City. And last thing I just want to say is, are you an excuse maker or a problem solver? That's a really good question. When you hit a hurdle in your life, do you just stop and wait until someone removes it or the hurdle is removed? Or are you a problem solver? Do you figure a way around the hurdle? Do you jump over it, crawl under it, go around it? Yeah, there's a great video on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Just Google people stuck on an escalator. And it's these two people, and they're going up an escalator, and all of a sudden the escalator stops. Now, it's just an escalator. They can obviously walk on up or walk back down. But they sit there and start screaming for help because they're stuck on this escalator that stopped. And they're only halfway up. There's people like that in our business. They hit just a little hurdle, and it's like, well, just walk up. Just keep going. It's like, no, it stopped. And they're in a panic mode. Help. We're serious. We need help. You know. Well, you really don't need help. You need to just stop making excuses. The number one excuse for not attending an event is they have no money. Well, that's the number one reason you should be in an event. Okay? If you don't have money to attend an event, that's the number one reason you got to make sure you figure out a way to get to Oklahoma City, because it is the money-making event. It's all the money makers. Everyone making $100,000 or more will be in Oklahoma City, and they'll be teaching how they did that. There's not a better place to be. Who's going to be teaching you if you stay home? That's a good question. And it's not going to be those Millionaire Club members, I think it's 150 millionaire, 150 people that have earned $1 million. When they line all them up on the stage, and you're sitting there in the audience, and you say, every person on that stage has made at least $1 million. And some of them are making $1 million every year. And you say, hey, if all of those folks can do it, I can do it. It's something that happens at a big event. Big decisions are made at big events. It's critical to your success. I know we're hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. It's typically, every year up to now, it's been, if we're a month out, it's $150 to go. I mean, that's the... You know, and here's a person saying, I don't have money to go. I can't get a hotel. You got to find a way around all that. You got to figure out who can you stay with. You know, there's a lot of cheaper hotels away from downtown. You can stay there. You can drive. You know, there's people that drive into this event from a long distance. I mean, just be a problem solver, don't be someone that just makes the excuses. Figure a way to get to this event. But typically, it's another hurdle that we have to have people help with or deal with is $150. Not this year. We were able to buy some bulk tickets last year. We looked ahead to this day. We said, hey, we're going to have new people on the team. They can't afford $150. I don't want that to be a hurdle. So Jeff Bell said, if you'll buy their ticket now for $39. So a year ago, we bought some $39 tickets. I think it was last year at the convention. We bought a bunch of $39 tickets. And they said we could use them right up to the event, but they changed that and said we have to have them sold by next week. So they've given us a little leeway. It was originally the 15th. They've given us till the 22nd now. We have a few left, not many. I asked Tamitha this morning. She said we're almost done. But if you have not got one of those tickets, do that today. They'll be gone today. So get on the site under the calendar on the toolbar. Go to the events tab. Register for Oklahoma City. It's $39 to go. You'll get that much out of it from any session that you attend. You'll get 10 times that from any session you attend. You'll walk out of there saying, I can't believe I almost didn't come to this event. It's unbelievable. It's life-changing. It's powerful, and it's powerful information. So find a way to get to Oklahoma City. Don't be like those people stuck on the escalator screaming for help when you can simply take a step and get out of the predicament that you're in. The step that we're encouraging you to take is get to Oklahoma City, participate in the big events. Nothing's going to impact your business. It's going to throw you 6 to 8 months ahead of everyone else. Have that competitive advantage and competitive edge in the marketplace. And again, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. And we challenge you to be in Oklahoma City. I hope every person in the sound of my voice this morning is committed to go and participate in that. And we look forward to seeing you there a month from now. Back to you, Mike.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you very, very much for sharing that. I'm so excited for that event. And as Mark said, I mean, it's just going to be worth whatever you've got to do to get there. I've always felt that with really any event that I've always attended, but especially these major international conventions that happen once a year. This is a once-a-year opportunity. You can't say I'm going to be at the next one because you won't be here for the next one if you're not at this one. I mean, it's that important to plug in. And Mark, I think you hit it right on the head. I love the escalator analogy. I think that is so perfect. And I love what you said about, you know, who's going to be training you at home? You know, and what Mark is really talking about there is the philosophy that drives us. You know, what kind of philosophy is driving you right now? And you know, frankly, how do you change philosophy? How do you change the way that you think is by attending these types of events? Big decisions are made at big events. That's where people's mindsets change. And it's one of the biggest things. It's one of those things you can't measure, but you know that it's real. In our business is mindset. And I was talking to somebody just the other day about that, hitting executive director. I think it was Josh Riches when he was down here. It's just such a mindset. You know, he said, you know, whenever it was a year ago or 6 months ago when he was not really thinking that he was going to hit executive director, he was not hitting executive director. As soon as he got his mindset right, things fell in place and he started hitting executive director every month. And it's just so true. Your mindset has plays such a big role in that, and we call that your philosophy, but it's your mindset. It's the way that you think, and you know, if your philosophy has gotten you to a point in your life where you can't afford a few hundred dollars to go to an event that could change your financial future, just that's a sign you need to change your philosophy. You, whatever philosophy has gotten you to that point, that needs to change because you don't want to be in that point 6 months from now or 12 months from now. You certainly don't want to be in at that stage of your life, you know, 5 years from now. But it's by attending these types of events that changes. Mark, I think you hit it right on the head. I love what you said, and thank you very much for sharing that. I want to take the call to Texas. We've got some individuals here that are joining us, Ms. Dana Kruger from Texas, who just opened her first group. And I know both of these individuals are working with Chris Corley. I know he's super proud of these two individuals for opening their first group. But Dana, we're excited to have you on the call from just down the road from me in Greenville, Texas. And we're excited to hear about how you went out and opened your first group, if you could share that with the team this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Riches. It was a very fun and productive week for me last week, and yeah, it's really been exciting getting started. You know, I've been in it, I've been in sales for several years, but I've never worked for myself. I've always had somebody else that, you know, I knew I was responsible to them. I had to do this. But working for yourself is completely different. It takes hard work and dedication, and it takes a lot of discipline. And that's was actually the hardest thing. That mindset was the hardest thing for me. However, if you follow that path, you know, the path that's already established for you, you can be successful in this business. Watch all the training, join the calls, go to the events, and then watch the training again. I've watched it several times, and I still go back and watch it again to make sure I've got it all the way I know it's going to work. And it really helped to build my confidence and to make these calls and to do all these presentations. And check out the Facebook page. You can pick up a lot of details and get quick answers from experienced people there. You know, it's hard to believe it's, what, maybe 3 weeks left before the convention in Oklahoma City next month, and I'm so looking forward to it. I'm excited to be able to meet all the incredible people on these calls and hear them in person. Listening to them on the phone and in the training, it's great, you know, but it's not the same as sitting in front of them and watching them and interacting with them, seeing how it is and how it can be when I reach that level. You know, talk about motivation. Lastly, I really want to thank Chris Corley again. Yeah, I'm not sure I could have done this without his constant support and encouragement. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing exactly where it takes me and my family. Thank you, guys.
Well, fantastic, Dana. Congratulations to you on opening your first group, and I know it's the first of many to come. We're excited to celebrate those victories with you along the way, and excited to meet you in Oklahoma City as well. Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we've got Miss June Knight standing by. June, thank you very much for joining us, and excited to recognize you this morning for opening your first group as well. Would love to hear how you did that and be able to congratulate you on that.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate this opportunity this morning. I do have a significant sales background, a business-to-business sales background, but have never actually worked with human resources people before. So that's kind of been my learning curve a bit. And this did not happen overnight for me. It was a lot of work, which I actually enjoy the work. A lot of work and certainly some investment of time. But on Friday afternoon, I was able to upload my very first group that I made that first initial contact last October. So I think, just keep going. And I was looking at how many contacts I had made, and this includes setting up meetings and the enrollment and so forth. But I think they were in the 20 at least. And before I actually got the got this going, it was certainly in the teens, like 15 or so. So just kept calling, had a good feeling about this prospect. And I had talked to the HR person early on, and she seemed positive, seemed to understand it was something that that she would like to do. She just had to get approval and so forth. So I just kept calling, got no response, just kept calling, and finally it just happened very quickly once she had decided she wanted to do this. Just almost happened overnight in a way. But I'm not going to say I haven't had my discouragement moments. And Chris has been there to be so supportive. He's just been really wonderful. But I will say that a couple of weeks ago, things began to turn around. And this happened, and before the end of the month, I should have three more groups.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, June, congratulations to you. I know Mr. Chris Corley is proud of both of you ladies and is excited to be able to work with both of you. We are excited to be able to hear about these successes. And I love how June said, you know, that's not like, you know, the first call she made, they said, yeah, come on in and we'll get you in front of our employees. It does take a lot of work. It takes persistence. And it kind of like what Mark talked about, sometimes you got to find a way around objections and obstructions, and you just got to keep on going. hurdles, I guess is the word that I was looking for there. But that's exactly what you did. Congratulations to both of you. And listen, we want to hear from you. If you are opening your first group, we want to recognize you. We love doing that on this call. Frankly, we need to do more of that on this call. And if you've got someone that you're working with, like Mr. Corley, who had these two ladies, let us know, because we love to hear about how this is happening. And I guarantee there are people out there right now that are listening to these two ladies, June and Dana, and saying, hey, look, I can do that too, or they're taking what they're sharing and applying that and opening their first group. So thank you, ladies, for sharing that. June and Dana, we really do appreciate you joining us on the call this morning. As I mentioned earlier, I am so ecstatic about our feature training this morning. We do have the one, the only, Mr. Evan Westensko from Colorado, who's joining us this morning, going to be talking about exactly this, opening these grooves. And Evan is one that really committed to doing this, committed to executive director, got any excuse that might have been there out of his way and just moved forward. And we're so proud of his efforts in doing that. And we're excited to hear from him this morning as our featured trainer. Evan, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to hear from you, and we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear.
All right. Well, good morning, HRMC family. It's an honor and humbling to be here, especially the past 2 years. I've been listening to people train on this call and have been able to steal ideas and techniques that have helped me be successful in my business. I have certainly prayed that my comments this morning will be of value to you and that you may find some things that will help you with your business. It was 2 years ago this month that I received a call from Lynn Geiswhite after watching Mike Rich's video about identity theft and legal protection. I can remember as though it were yesterday when I saw that video. I was really impressed. At the time, I was a LifeLock member, and I made the decision before the video was over that I wanted the services, because I had never heard of the legal services, and I wanted both. So I bought the plan. I didn't wait for a next steps conversation. I just wanted the coverage. And I have a little bit different story than some that we've heard. I didn't have a major failure in my life that brought me to want to do this. I've been very blessed throughout my entire life with success and fortune. However, I found myself at a point where companies were unwilling to take a risk on an old guy like me. And those of you who have met me know that I'm at the sunset of my career, but I still had a lot of energy and wanted to work. Fortunately, Harvard didn't care about that. They were eager and willing to embrace me, even though I'm over the hill as far as age goes. And I got to tell you, I love this business. Every day, I spend my time working to help families protect themselves and to help them save thousands, literally thousands of dollars in legal fees. This is, without a doubt, one of the most honorable things I do in my life, and I have the joy of doing this on a daily basis. I want to share a short story with you this morning, and it's a story I use in meetings and in enrollments. And it's a story about my brother-in-law. I call it my Bill story. I want to share it with you for two reasons. To let you know that we should be proud to share this plan, these plans, with anybody. And two, if you don't have a story that is compelling, you can use mine. You can easily use it as someone who you know whose brother-in-law bought a legal plan. My brother-in-law's name is Bill. He's an engineer for the railroad here in Colorado. It was 2 years ago next month that he bought the legal plan from me. And I think he did it to help me, because he knew that I was new in the business, and we're good friends, we're golfing buddies, we travel together, and I think he just wanted to help me. What I didn't know is 2 months earlier, he had purchased an extended warranty on his Ford pickup truck because it was starting to break down on a regular basis, and he couldn't afford a new one. A month after, it was in April last year, 2 years ago, After buying the legal plan, his truck broke down. He called his mechanic, and his mechanic and he were friends because of the frequency of their relationship. They towed it to the shop. They called him back and said, "Bill, we have bad news. Your fuel pump failed. Your engine seized. And the only thing we can do is replace your engine." Well, Bill said, "I'm fine. I'm not worried. I've got a warranty." He called the warranty company and they said, "Yeah, we'll take care of the fuel pump, but we're not going to put a new engine in your truck." So Bill called Riggs Abney Turpin, the Colorado law firm, and they called him right back, as they always do, and they said, "Send us a copy of your agreement." He did. Called him back again and said, "Bill, they can't do this. They're breaking Colorado law. We're going to write them a letter." They wrote a very strongly worded letter to the warranty company and said, "Here's the law you're breaking. You have 5 days to change your mind. If you don't, we're going to take legal action against your entire company." Well, they called Bill after receiving that letter and reviewing it with their attorney and said, "Bill, we have good news for you. We're going to put a brand new Ford diesel engine in your truck." And that saved Bill $20,000 in the first month after having that plan. Now, I tell that story at enrollments, and people literally start laughing when I tell them what the warranty company said to him when they called him. If you don't have a success story, use that one. You can say an associate that I work with, his brother-in-law, had this personal experience. So I encourage you to use it. I love the plan that Harvard has for us because it's a simple plan. It's not an easy business, but it is a simple business. And if we're willing to follow the plan and put in consistent quality effort, we are literally guaranteed to be successful. I've spent my entire career working with top-level executives in companies. In fact, have been one. And so I was very comfortable calling on businesses and HR people. And I love helping companies make these benefits available to their employees. One of the great things that Harvard has done, and I praise Mark and Mike for what they've done and the documentation that they've made, is they give us a path to follow. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Employee Benefits System of Success. You can find it in your back office under the B2B training, and it's Section 2. And as Mike said, I'm going to focus this initially and mostly on the first two steps, but there are five steps there. Number one is getting qualified leads. Number two is prospecting. Number three is the decision maker meeting. Number four, the enrollment. And number five is retention and servicing groups. The reason I want to focus on the first two steps is because if we don't know who to call, that's the end of our road. So we need to generate a list of qualified leads. And I found that Reference USA was the one that I thought was most applicable to me. If you haven't heard of Reference USA, it's in your back office under group sales. And there's a document in there you can print off that will tell you exactly how to get access to it. It's a fabulous database. I found it to be very accurate. I actually went and got a library card for the first time in years because I was able to get free access to it through my local library. I have downloaded a list of companies from 20 employees up to 249 employees. There's actually 1,750 of them in Colorado. And I love Reference USA because once you customize that list the way you want it, you can download it into an Excel spreadsheet. And I use that spreadsheet to keep my notes. I even have a column off to the right to help me pronounce names correctly, to put down responses so that I can go back on that list, and I use it daily and have for months and months, and I'm still only about a third of the way through it. The next thing is prospecting. And this is so important because if we don't do this, you don't have a DM meeting. It's also the grunt work of sales. I remember a CEO that I worked with who told me, "You even prospect in sales heaven because you can't get away from it." It's what makes the world go around, and it's what we all have to do to be successful. Because of that, and because prospecting, we typically make 40, 50 calls a day when we do it, it's pretty difficult to maintain a positive, perky attitude and to come across in a positive, perky way. Well, that's critical to your success. You have to get yourself ready and maintain that perspective and that position. So the prospecting call is so important. And we often talk about the person that answers that phone as the gatekeeper. Well, they are not the enemy. And if we realize that and we treat them with respect and dignity and recognize that they have a job to do, we'll find that they can be a friend and a helper rather than someone who's going to try and keep us from speaking with who we want to speak with. So when I prospect, I know who I'm looking for because my list has the HR person's name on it. And I ask for that person by name. And I usually add their last name. I'll ask, is Todd there? And if they, and then I'll say, Todd Preston. Before they even have a chance to ask me, we have more than one Todd. I've learned just to do that, to simplify it for them. And then if they ask me who is calling, which they do more than half of the time, I reply with enthusiasm, certainly you may. It's Evan Westensko with Harvard Risk Management. I don't just say Evan because then they have to come back and say who or who are you with. I'm trying to make their job as simple as possible because I know what their job is. It's to make sure that they inform whoever they're passing that call to who's calling them. And so I make it sound like I am completely expecting that conversation to happen. In fact, I call the receptionist so many times in an effort to get to the decision maker that I have to be positive because I had a company last week. I've called them at least a dozen times over the past 6 months. And the receptionist says, oh, is this Evan? And she could tell just by the tone of my voice. And she said, well, he's not here, but let me tell you when to get a hold of him. So they not only go from gatekeeper to a helper. They can help you get where you need to be. The script that I use when I'm calling, and it's literally a 30-second to one-minute conversation, I stole from Jim Crump at a Harvard training in Tennessee. And he did a training, and I loved his script. I thought, this is better than what I use. In fact, it's been twice as productive as what I was using initially. I have modified it slightly for my own personal touch, but I found it to be very, very successful. In fact, I've asked Mike if he would role play with me so I can give you an example of exactly what I say. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to say ring, ring. Mike's going to answer the phone, and then I will share with you exactly what I do when I'm telephone prospecting. Ring, ring.
Now, Evan, let me just ask you, do you want me to act as a gatekeeper first and then a decision maker so they can hear both of that? Or just the DM? Or
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Both, please.
I'm sorry. I'm ready now.
All right, go ahead. Ring, ring.
ABC Corporation, how can I help you?
Yes, is Todd there? Todd Prospect.
Yes. Can I tell him who's calling?
Certainly. It's Evan Westensko with Harvard Risk Management.
You bet. Hold on just 1 second. Let me patch you through. This is Todd. How can I help you?
Todd, good morning. My name is Evan Westensko. I'm an identity theft specialist with Harvard Risk Management. Have you heard of our company?
No, I don't think so.
We're a broker, and we are able to provide identity theft protection and, more importantly, full restoration when an employee becomes a victim of identity theft. Do you offer identity theft protection to the people in your company?
No, we don't right now.
You know, I'm sure you've heard of the Equifax breach, And that has kind of changed the landscape. I used to say if an employee becomes a victim, but it's no longer a matter of if. It will happen. And we are able to provide full restoration. And as I said, at no cost to the company. I'm going to be in your area a week from tomorrow. And I have a meeting that I could be available to stop by and see you just before lunch or right after. And I promise it will only take 15 minutes. May I stop in and share with you how easy it is to make this, make these benefits available to your employees?
It's just it's a busy time for me right now. It'd be hard to carve out time.
You know, I appreciate that, and I'm very respectful that it is busy. And I promise you, I'm not just saying 15 minutes. I will complete my conversation in 15 minutes. In fact, I'll tell you this. If I haven't gotten your attention in the first 5 minutes, I will happily pack up and leave. Which would be best for you, just before lunch or right after?
Well, fair enough. Let's do just before lunch then.
Excellent. Thank you. And I promise you, you'll find it worthwhile. I will see you at 11:30 on Tuesday morning. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you.
It's literally that simple, friends. And if we focus on helping that receptionist do their job, most of the time when I get to speak with a decision maker and they don't offer any kind of identity theft protection, they're interested in making it available to their employees. So the next step is the decision maker meeting. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, and there are resources available in our back office, and we have training. In fact, Mike talked to you this morning about a new session that he has recorded that is excellent. Is all we have to do is kind of follow that. And it's important that you use the script that's in this training because it will help you cover the things that are essential, and it will help you do things that will make it easier for that decision maker to say yes. In fact, one of the trainings that we had on this Monday morning call was from Adam Thompson, and I loved the fact that he said to that decision maker, "Do you mind if I show you exactly what I will say to your employees when I do the enrollment?" I thought that was brilliant because he, number one, made an assumptive close, and he's helping them understand what their risk is and putting him in front of their employees. And believe me, decision makers, especially HR managers, are concerned that their reputation is on the line. And if you can help them be comfortable with the fact that you're not going to embarrass them or waste the time of their employees, they will happily support you. And I've used that since Adam taught us that. I say to people, "Do you mind if I show you exactly what I will do with your employees?" And they find that it's compelling and interesting, and it makes them much more comfortable giving you access to their employees. Now, one of the things that I've learned the hard way, and Mike helped me learn this, is that the only real successful decision maker meeting ends with a potential date for an enrollment for some kind of access to the employees. Anything short of that, you will find yourself following up. And we heard someone this morning talk about having to follow up and follow up and follow up. That's what happens if we can't get something on the calendar. Now, I acknowledge and admit that the majority of the time we don't, but it has to be our focus to get something scheduled. When you get the opportunity to do the enrollment, there's nothing better than the Scott Brooks presentation, Leave Nothing to Chance, because it will teach you how to make sure you cover all of the areas that are important. It'll help you use the scripts that we have in the employee benefits training so that you have compelling stories. And like I said, you're welcome to use the story about my brother-in-law. It is popular, and people literally do laugh when I tell them that the company caved and bought a brand new engine for him. So it's always important to have a succinct, short, clear-cut presentation with clear value. When I do an enrollment, I always have with me multiple copies of the will questionnaire, because one of the things I use is to hold that will questionnaire up, because 80% of the people in the room won't have one because they haven't been able to afford it. And let them know that as they hand me their application, I'm going to give them that, and I'm going to encourage them to fill it out and to get that will done in their first 2 weeks, and that they will save $1,000 in that exercise. I usually also, and I learned this from Stephanie Panchishan and others, I usually also offer a Visa gift card, and I raffle it off amongst those who enroll. And if it's a large group, I'll oftentimes give everyone a raffle ticket and then give 9 additional raffle tickets to people who give me a membership, increasing their chance to win the Visa gift card. And as you conclude your enrollment, you want to make sure that you get them writing and keep them writing. So when I wind up and I said, when you think about having identity theft protection and full restoration when you become a victim, and also having all of that for less than the cost of a bottle of water a day, isn't that something you would want to have for you and your family? Now, as all you have to do is scratch out that $10 fee at the top of your application and put down today's date, and I get them writing. And then I say, I'm going to come around and give you the will questionnaire as you fill out your application. And I'm going to answer questions that you may have, and I'm going to do that personally rather than as a group, because you may have personal information you want to ask about. So that is the process, and it works. And I'm so grateful to Harvard for documenting it so clearly and making it available to us. The last step is retention and servicing groups. You simply have to follow up, show them that you care. I always call a group after I've opened it within a week or two after the effective date to make sure that everyone is using it, that the wills questionnaires are being filled out, and to process any follow-up applications that have been submitted. I also find a reason to get in touch with them in the next quarter to again, encourage that HR director to encourage their people. And I usually bring them the Legal Shield Perks document to let them know that they can save more than the cost of that membership just by taking advantage of discounts. This is a wonderful business, and Harvard has done a fantastic job in outlining how we can be successful doing it. Each one of us should be extremely proud of the fact that what we do for a living is protect families and save them money. It's an honorable thing to do. I thank God every day for the opportunity to be in this business. And I thank you guys for the time with you. I can't wait to see you in Oklahoma next month. And God bless. Have a great day.
Fantastic training, Evan. Thank you very, very much for your preparation and just exceptional delivery this morning. That was absolutely fantastic. I've been getting text messages about how helpful this information is already. The call's not even over, and I'm already getting messages. In fact, my brother and I were just texting back and forth trying to figure out how can we get Evan on our training videos, because I don't know that we have you right now on our training videos, and that needs to change. So just exceptional training. I love how you showed on prospecting really how simple that is. There's nothing super complicated about calling and making appointments. The reason why people like Evan Westensko are opening groups and getting decision-maker meetings is not because they're saying something that's just totally different or novel or, you know, different than what most people are saying. I love his language, and I'm glad that he shared that. And like he said, sometimes when you refine your language, you do improve your results. That certainly happened for him. But the reason is he's using that script over and over and over and over and over and doing the volume of calls that it takes to have those kinds of results. And not just doing the volume of calls to get the message in front of enough people, but doing the volume of calls initially where he became comfortable with that script. And I think you could hear that in his voice. I know that I could. as he was going through and he and I were role playing in that prospecting, you know, he wasn't having to pause and, you know, really think about what he was going to say, or, you know, it didn't sound scripted. It sounded very natural. It flowed. And the reason is he's said that hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands and thousands of times over the last 2 years. And that's really the key. It's doing it enough that it becomes second nature. When you're not having to think about what you're going to say, that's when you can start thinking about how you're saying it and how you're coming across. And I really appreciated Evan's level of enthusiasm when he was doing the role play, when he was prospecting. Obviously, Evan's a pretty positive guy and a pretty enthusiastic person in general, as you can hear from his trading this morning. But to have that enthusiasm on the 49th phone call of the day, the same way that you have it on the second or third phone call of the day, it does take some practice, and it takes some real grit and willpower. And Evan certainly is a wonderful example of that. And I can guarantee you that that's the case with him, that he brings that same enthusiasm. He talked about that, you know, being enthusiastic. And when a decision maker asks, you know, who is this, enthusiastically responding, this is Evan Westenscoe with Harvard Risk Management Corporation, making their job easier. I love that principle. I love that technique. And, you know, what great wisdom there is in that. And again, Evan, we just want to thank you. That training was absolutely exceptional. And I guarantee this will be one of those calls that is downloaded and listened to again and again and again by serious agents, those who are really wanting to improve their results. They're going to take advantage of what you prepared and shared this morning. So thank you very, very much for doing that. I want to, in closing here, folks, just remind you again, we're in a special window here with Oklahoma City. You've got really two more days to register for that $39 rate, so make sure that you get that done. That's in our back office. You can just go to that same events page. If you scroll down past the webinar a little bit, that's where you're going to see the Oklahoma City Convention, and you'll have the chance to register there. If we sell out on those $39 tickets, which I believe we will very soon, then you're going to have to just do it at the regular rate, which I think is around $150, as Mr. Markrich has said earlier in the call. Still a phenomenal deal. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you had to pay $150 to be at that event, that's what most of us have paid, you know, every year, and it's well worth it. It would be a fantastic investment. Your return on that investment will be huge, but if you can get it for $39, then that's obviously better. We'll also talk as we get closer to that event about how to really maximize your participation there. I say that your return on that investment will be huge. There is a caveat to that. You've got to make the event a good one for you. You've got to really plug in and you know, be there as a student and have the right attitude and be prepared to learn and to listen. And, you know, you could go to that event and just chill out in the hallway and eat popcorn, and it probably won't be life-changing for you. But we'll talk about, as we get closer, ways that you can really prep and be ready to get the most out of that event. And I'm really excited for that. I love how Markrich has said, you know, 1 month from today, on March 19th, we'll be doing a recap call. We always do, but you're fooling yourself if you think that getting on that recap call is going to, in any way, shape, or form, try to imitate the experience that you could have from being at the event. I mean, it just won't. We know that. We know that right now, and we're a month out from that call. And there will be people that hang up from that. Unfortunately, there will be people that hang up from that call a month from today, and they're going to feel depressed because they're going to say, man, I really missed it. I should have been at the event. I was on here a month ago. I heard the Riches brothers talking about you need to get there. You need to get there. Do whatever it takes. Make the sacrifice and get there. And I didn't listen. Unfortunately, there will be some that feel that way. I hope that's not the case, but I'm not naive. It will be the case. There are going to be some people that don't listen. For whatever reason, they just don't listen, and they're going to regret it. When they're going to really regret it's a month from now, when they understand, man, I would have been so much farther ahead if I had just, you know, bitten the bullet and gone. Don't be one of those people. You won't have a choice 1 month from today, but you have a choice today. Again, I know Mark Rich has hit that earlier in the call, and he said it very, very well, but I just want to reiterate, do something today while you have a chance, while you still have the choice. Make it count today. Another choice that you and I have is to make sure that our Performance Club numbers are in for the month of February. We'll talk about this, of course, on next week's call as well. But next week, you're only going to have a couple days left in the month. Today, you've got well over a week, so make sure that you are working on that. Check your Performance Club points. Make sure that you're you know, prepared for the Jamaica trip and everything that you're working towards. But we've got to make sure that our Performance Club points are in. If there's anyone listening to my voice right now that's not Performance Club qualified for February, change that today. Go make that happen today. Get off the escalator, walk up the stairs, and go change that today. It's high time that you got that changed. And I realize some of you might be brand new, and you're saying, okay, Performance Club, what was that again? And it's 180 points. Really, the best thing you can focus on right now if you're brand new, go get Fast Start qualified. Go get your 3-1 or your 6 fails, and you almost always will Performance Club qualify when you Fast Start qualify. It is mathematically possible to do the one without the other, but most of the time when you Fast Start qualify, it's going to take care of the Performance Club as well. It's going to get you the 180 points that you need to Performance Club qualify. So make that your goal. But for those of you that are outside of that window, let's get it done. Let's make sure those 180 points are in for the month of February so that you can take full advantage of everything that Legal Shield has to offer. With that, folks, thank you again to Mr. Evan Westensko for just preparing and delivering such an incredible training this morning. A big thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches for talking about the convention coming up in less than a month, and Miss June Knight and Dana Kruger for both sharing about how they opened up their first groups. It has been a fantastic call this morning. We appreciate all of you being on and plugging in. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon here at Harvard Risk Management.